So I might be the worst parent ever. So Kason and I decided to go. There's a field over by our house, Kelly. And it's just a big, huge field. And it has a soccer net, soccer post, whatever, a goal.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to teach him to play sports. And I figure if
he's
I teach him.
He's not even two.
I know. But he's the size of a 3-year-old. So I figure if I get him started early, by the time he's like 5 or 6, he'll be so much further ahead than all the other kids.
You remember seeing shots of Phil Mickelson at 2 swinging a golf club, and look how far that got him.
Tiger
so
too,
I put Kason in his little plastic car, and I pushed him all the way down to the field, and I brought a soccer ball along with me, and we got there.
Right.
And he wanted nothing to do with the ball. He wanted me just to kick the ball. And then I would kick it as far as I could kick it, and then he wanted me to run and get it.
And then he's teaching you how to play soccer.
So I basically played fetch with myself.
Well, maybe he just wants to be a cheerleader.
No, well, that's fine, too.
That'd be sweet.
You can meet a lot of girls being a cheerleader.
You can get a scholarship cheerleader, too.
Yeah, which is fine. So he was having a good time laughing at me chasing the ball around. And one of those times where I kicked it, I was running away from him, and I look back, and he's over in some area of the field that we had not been to. I guess he ran over to it.
Yeah.
And he's stomping around, and I see water coming up.
Okay.
The weird thing was that the water, the field was dry. So I was like, where's all this water coming from?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just some random. So I walked over by him, and it was kind of a stream, and it lined up around the field, and there was a bit of a hill, so I figured maybe some water came down, and it just created a stream.
Yeah.
And so he's playing in it, and I'm like, whatever. His shoes are already wet. His pants are already wet. I already lost this battle.
Kids love puddles.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And if I pull him out of it, he's going to throw a tantrum. I don't want a tantrum right now. I want him to have a good time, so I let him play in this puddle.
All right.
And he eventually fell over, landed on his back. He thought that was hilarious, so he starts doing these splashing things and little angels in there, and he got all muddy, and it's fine because I could wash your shirt, no problem.
All right.
So, and I started wondering, I'm like, where is this water coming from?
Oh, no.
And I started following it, and it came from behind this wall, and I said, oh, they might have a leak or something. So I just made sure I walked up there. And I turn this wall, I turn around the corner of where this wall is.
Yeah.
Oh, and I see about 8 porta potties. And it's one of those where my jaw dropped.
Oh.
And I just look down the little hill and I see Kason playing in this water and he's having a good time laughing and staring.
Kason's making sewer angels.
He's making poop angels.
And then, and then I'm sitting there doing this, like, I start lifting my knees, like, I want to run in place. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
It's so
already
gross.
Too late. It's so gross. I don't want to touch him now. So I look down and I'm like, Kason, stop. And he just looks at him and he's like, stop. So he gets up and he pops down on it again because that's what stop means.
Damage is done now.
So damage is done. So I got to walk down there. I'm like, all right, how am I going to get this dude home without making sure he puts his hands in his mouth because he's a thumb sucker. So I walk down there and he had a long sleeve shirt on. So what I did was I pulled the sleeves over his hands and I tied them.
I would have stripped him naked.
Well, we still had to walk. We had to walk home.
You put him in the car and run.
But I needed to make sure he didn't put his hands in his mouth.
So you made a baby straitjacket?
So I made a baby straitjacket. I cuffed it behind his back so he couldn't pull it forward.
You hog tie him?
I know, it's bad. I told you I'm not a good parent.
So I tied his pants and his hands together.
So I made it so that it was behind him. And then I sat him down in his car as carefully as I could so that I wouldn't get all
gross. Actually, I think that's pretty smart.
So he's sitting there and he's trying to lift his hands and he's getting angry. And we're like 5 minutes away walking from our house. So the whole time he's crying because I'm getting him. And all these people are staring at me like, why does he have his son tied up while he's
like
walking
you're kidnapping.
Home?
You're kidnapping someone.
It absolutely look like I may have kidnapped his child because he's screaming. Oh, he's tied up. I'm just pushing him along and people are sitting in the front porch looking at me like, why is this? And I'm like, hey, guys. Hey, happy Sunday and all that
My
good
stuff.
My son
just played in poop.
So I get him home and I just strip him naked. I take everything off and I put him in the shower and I just turn it on warm and I give him the best bath I could possibly give him. And now I'm like, what
I
am
just
I?
Throw those clothes away.
I'm just trying
to throw them away.
I'm trying to make sure Kinsey doesn't come home because, you know, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it from Kinsey.
I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it. I already know I screwed up. I don't need it.
So happy you got him bathed and ready for bed.
Isn't that a shame, though? You were trying to do something dad fun and nice and take him to the park to play soccer.
Last thing I expected was him to be swimming in poo water. And so I give him a shower, and I'm thinking, how am I going to break the news to Kinsey? Because that's going to be the toughest part because she's very hormonal, and you know how women get when they're hormonal. We lose.
Do you have to tell her?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, is that something that has to be told?
So I was gonna tell her, up until the point when she got home with Chloe from the mall, mm-hmm. and Kason and I were sitting on the couch watching football, and I could tell she got home and she was not very happy because Chloe was not, she was kind of fussy, and so she walked in and I could tell she's not happy. She's like, "How'd it go with Kason?" I was like, "Perfect. We all good. Just watching a little football."
Why does he stink?
So, wow. Kinsey just heard this story for the first time.
Oh, no. Sorry, Kinsey.
I figured honesty is the best policy, but I did not want to be home when I told
her. No. Oh, dang.
You know what? To get even with you, she's going to text you the score of the Chargers game.
Oh, yeah, do it, Kinsey.